in the limelight.
One week after the abortive coup launched by Juan Guaido, the U.S.-funded and self-proclaimed interim president of Venezuela, Washington has stepped up its threats of a direct U.S. military intervention. Bill Van Auken, a politician and activist who was a presidential candidate in the U.S. presidential election of 2004, has more on this in an article titled, In Wake of Venezuela Coup Fiasco, U.S. Military Threats Mount. Stay tuned for the details. Appearing on ABC's This Week news talk show, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo insisted that President Donald Trump has the power to order an invasion of Venezuela without U.S. congressional authorization. Pompeo told ABC, "The president has his full range of Article 2 authorities, and I'm very confident that any action we took in Venezuela would be lawful." Pompeo said, "Make no mistake. We have a full range of options that we are preparing for. Diplomatic options, political options, options with our allies, and then ultimately a set of options that would involve use of U.S. military. We are preparing those for him, so that when the situation arises, we are not flat-footed," unquote. The U.S. State Secretary's threats follow a Pentagon meeting in which Admiral Craig Faller, the chief of the U.S. Southern Command, that is, SOUTHCOM, which directs U.S. military operations in Latin America and the Caribbean, was flown to Washington to brief top administration officials, including the Secretary of State and National Security Advisor John Bolton, both principal architects of the Venezuelan regime change operation. Afterwards, Trump's acting defense secretary, Patrick Shanahan, told Pentagon reporters, "We have a comprehensive set of options tailored to certain conditions, and I'm just going to leave it at that." When a reporter pressed as to whether the options under discussion included an invasion of Venezuela, Shanahan replied, "I leave that to your imagination. All options are on the table," unquote. Meanwhile, Guaido told the BBC that he was seriously considering asking the U.S. to launch a military intervention as the only means of placing him in the Miraflores presidential palace. Asked about the U.S. military option, Guaido said he would evaluate all options, adding that it was responsible to evaluate the prospects of an armed U.S. invasion of Venezuela, and that I, as president in charge of the national parliament, will evaluate all options as necessary. On the other hand, one has in Pompeo, Bolton and other imperialist thugs insisting that a war of aggression to enforce U.S. regime change in a Latin American nation is lawful. On the other, there is the exposure of the supposed champion of democracy in Venezuela, Guaido, as a shameless stooge of Washington prepared to invite U.S. troops to invade the country. Guaido's mulling over the feasibility of a U.S. invasion follows the abject failure of the recent coup attempt, in which he appeared together with the leader of his extreme right-wing, Volente Popular Party, Leopoldo López, who had been under house arrest for his part in previous acts of violence, as well as a few dozen armed men in uniforms outside of La Carlota Air Base in eastern Caracas. His call there for the military to rise up and overthrow the government of President Nicolas Maduro failed to evoke any serious split in the armed forces just as his appeal to the Venezuelan people to storm the airbase evoked little, if any, popular support. Nonetheless, the attempt demonstrated the readiness of the forces behind Guaido, no doubt including CIA-trained mercenaries, to carry out extreme violence as heavily armed civilians set up machine gun positions on an overpass near the targeted airbase. The failure of the recent coup attempt was followed by an even more dismal turnout for the right-wing opposition, when Guaido's call for Venezuelans to march on military bases and appeal to the armed forces to revolt brought out a few hundred people at best, while soldiers approached by the rightists burnt leaflets they were handed. Meanwhile, there has been a flurry of U.S.-Russia discussions over Venezuela, beginning with a 90-minute phone conversation between Trump and Vladimir Putin, followed by a meeting between Pompeo and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Finland on Monday. Having blustered the day before in his ABC interview that the Russians must get out of Venezuela, Pompeo appeared smiling with Lavrov following their talk. Guaido, meanwhile, has insisted that while the recent coup attempt failed, a new military uprising could be coming. He told the AFP in Caracas, "There were people who failed to follow through, claiming that it doesn't mean that they won't do it soon. We are very close to achieving change in Venezuela," unquote. There are historical precedents for abortive coups being followed by the real thing later on. Such was the case in Chile in June 1973, when a lieutenant colonel led a column of tanks against the presidential palace, the so-called Tanquazo revolt against the popular unity government of President Salvador Allende, which was quickly put down. The failed attempt, however, proved a dress rehearsal for the successful coup led by General Augusto Pinochet in September 1973. It was used to gauge the reaction of the military, the government, and the working class organizations. Pinochet ruled the country with a fascist military dictatorship for the next 16 years. A military revolt to overthrow the Maduro government could provoke a bloody civil war in Venezuela. Its success would undoubtedly impose a savage dictatorship, joining sections of the armed forces with the country's traditional right-wing oligarchy and U.S. imperialism. The U.S. stooge Guaido has already spelled out the economic and social objectives of this regime in his so-called Plan Pines, which calls for the privatization of Venezuela's oil reserves, the largest on the planet, and handing them over to the U.S.-based energy conglomerates, starvation wages, and the complete subordination of the country's economy to the austerity adjustment plan of the IMF. Such policies can be implemented only by means of police state repression. The Venezuelan people should not rely only upon the Maduro government, nor the high command of the country's military, to defeat the conspiracies of Washington and its puppet, Guaido. They should act more seriously against the capitalist order led by Washington and the interests of those banks and transnationals such as Chevron and Halliburton, which workers have seen their living standards decimated. The progressive answer to the increasingly dangerous crisis unfolding in Venezuela lies in the independent political intervention of the people in preserving the country's vast oil wealth under popular control.